WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Hearn man is arrested for aggravated kidnapping, burglary, resisting arrest, and public intoxication. It started last night as a suspicious person call to the 700 block of Highlands near Luther Street. According to the College Station police report, the victim stated she was jogging on Luther when the suspect physically assaulted her and dragged her inside a nearby residence he had just burglarized. Inside the residence, the suspect continued to physically and also sexually assault the victim. Eventually, the suspect, identified as 30-year-old Raymond Bailey Jr., became distracted and the victim was able to free herself and escape from the residence. The window of time to protest your property valuation has closed for some, but others have until June 23rd. Mark Price from the appraisal district says they divide the county into smaller neighborhoods based on similar properties and look at the sales in that area.
The Aggie Shacks is a good example. If there's a handful of those in a neighborhood, we'll take those and put them in their own neighborhood and separate them from the existing homes that are over there. That way the influence that they have on the neighborhood is applied to those type of structures rather than the single family homes.
But Price on our show says new homes in your area could still increase your valuation because they value the land and improvements on the land.
You're going to see an influence on the land values, and that's what we're seeing a lot of this year, the land values increasing.
Price says you can call their office with any questions at 774-4100, or you can go online to brazoscad.org. The southbound lanes of Highway 6 between Highway 21 and Briarcrest were closed for a little over 2 hours yesterday due to a major accident, which left one person dead. According to the Bryan Police Report, 78-year-old Lillian Crocker of Bryan had slowed for traffic when a one-ton Chevy truck rear-ended her Honda Passport. The collision pushed her vehicle into another vehicle, which was exiting onto the feeder road at the Briarcrest exit. Crocker died at the hospital. The driver and the passenger of the third vehicle did not require medical attention. The driver of the truck was transported to the hospital with minor injuries. BPD reports no citations have been issued at this time. For the second time in as many weeks, a Bryan convenience store is robbed at gunpoint. According to the Bryan Police Report, Friday around 6 p.m., three suspects entered the Easy Shop on La Brisa, while one suspect stayed in a blue Toyota four-door as the lookout. The suspects took an undisclosed amount of money and fled in the vehicle. There were several people in a game room attached to the back of the store, but the suspects did not make contact with them and no one was hurt. Then Sunday night at 11:30, Bryan Police responded to the Easy Mart on Finfeather for an armed robbery. According to the report, three suspects with their faces covered entered the store with guns, while a fourth person acted as a lookout. The suspects were unable to access the cash register and fled on foot without any merchandise. Anyone with information about either one of these cases is asked to call the Bryan Police Department or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Both sides in the high-speed passenger rail project between Houston and Dallas claim victory from the Texas legislature's regular session.
The external affairs manager for Texas Central sent a news release congratulating the governor, lieutenant governor, and House Speaker for passing two bills sought by opponents of the bullet train. Holly Reed thanked them for their leadership and support of fiscal conservatism and safety. Senate Bill 977, which was signed by the governor earlier this week, banned state money from paying for anything related to high-speed rail by a private entity, including planning, construction, operation, or maintenance costs. On the governor's desk, but not signed as of yesterday, was Senate Bill 975. According to the group Texans Against High-Speed Rail, that requires private entities to have increased security above and beyond what Texas Central has in its plans. The Texas Central spokeswoman also stated in her email that she looks forward to their continued work with federal and state agencies as their safety and security plans move ahead. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
You're invited to join former Sol Ross principals, teachers, and students this Thursday at a ceremony to pay tribute to the old school as the new school nears completion. Current principal Christina Brunson says the building may be different, but some things won't change.
So even though the building itself is going to be gone, the feeling of community and the past and the history of that school is going to continue on.
Thursday's ceremony begins at 6 p.m. near the gazebo. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news around 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing, to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Good morning. It's 8:11 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, let's check weather. It's sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years in addition to fixing slabs. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Occasional sunshine will move into the region today. Later this afternoon, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. System that produced the rain earlier in the week, that's moving away from us. Temperatures 85 to 90. Tonight, becoming clear, it'll be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. We'll warm up to close to 90. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70 degrees. And it's sunny Thursday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So you go to HSA 12. Harvard College has rescinded admission offers to at least 10 prospective members of the class of 2021. After the students traded sexually explicit memes and messages that sometimes targeted minority groups in a private Facebook group chat.
Nothing is private.
No.
Well, they were in a Facebook group for the class of 2021.
Right.
And then they made a separate Facebook group. And then they even made it into like this like initiative thing where if you wanted to get into the private group, you had to send a crude meme to prove that you belonged in the cool group.
The group, in the group, the students sent each other these memes and other images mocking assault, the Holocaust, deaths of children, according to screenshots of the chats that were obtained by the Crimson, that's the newspaper there at Harvard. Some of the messages joked. Others had punchlines directed at specific ethnic or racial groups. One called the hypothetical hanging of a Mexican child pinata time, as an example.
We are Harvard, and we are smarter than you.
Man. Well, and, you know, it's good that they were able to take these people and kind of harvest them out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Well, you think they had, I think, admissions or, for as many people applied, an application like high this year, 40,000.
Oh, my.
And only like 2,500 get accepted.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a very, very select few. And then you've got at least 10 who they're now saying, see ya.
Now, what may be interesting.
Hope you had a backup school.
Well, that's the thing is you bet they had a backup school. Mm-hmm. But by now, backup school may be gone.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you may go, okay, I'm going to go Harvard and Yale, Dartmouth and Penn
Princeton,
and Yale. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all going to be going to Brown.
Right. And really. Or they'll end up in Northern Massachusetts Junior College for
Burlington
a year.
At Vermont.
Yeah, something. Anyway, that probably is not going to sit well.
And then I know that there was some talk about First Amendment, and they had someone weigh in on the article that I read who said that only applies to like government and public entities,
right.
And since Harvard's a private university, they can do whatever they want.
Well, and then, you know, you hope that there's not some legacy situation there where some alum is going to get angry about
someone's
that.
Someone's son or daughter. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
but it sounds like these were really, really disturbing memes and pictures.
Yeah,
it wasn't just, you know, some crude jokes.
It wasn't marginal stuff.
It wasn't locker room talk.
No, right. No, marginal stuff.
Yeah.
All right, there's a new tattoo series. It's going to be on TV. Woohoo!
Ooh, another one.
Yeah, it's going to be on Spike TV. This time with an all-female cast.
Okay.
Because I'm sure they were calling out for that.
Oh, yeah.
Variety reports that Spike has ordered 10 episodes of the spinoff Ink Master Angels, featuring four of the Ink Master Season 8's top female competitors. Okay. I'd name them, but doesn't matter.
No.
And they go head-to-head with some of America's most talented tattoo artists across the country. Like the original show, the competitors will attempt to beat the Angels and earn a spot on the upcoming season.
I just don't know if I'd want to get a tattoo in a contest.
Yeah, exactly. A competitive tattoo.
Right now, obviously, they're probably very, very good artists, and they're all going to be good, but...
even last place is probably going to be decent.
Let me add a little something so I win. No, don't add anything.
No. You know, it's bad enough for... And this happens to women more than men, when the hairstylist decides, let me just do a little something different.
I know what's best. Yeah.
I want
to
look like the picture.
Yeah, the tattoo artist said, I just decided to go ahead and do that. All right. Sorry if you're a Friends fan. There's very little, if any, chance of the gang getting together again. Matthew Perry tells Variety magazine he suffers from recurring nightmares where the cast of the sitcom reunites, but nobody cares. Matthew's very pragmatic about the situation and claims the cult hit ended on such a high, they sure can't beat it.
Well, and how many revivals have just kind of tanked?
Yes, you end up not being happy with them at all.
I think people would care about Friends, though, if they did it. I think, you know, it's kind of a big deal. And so, you know,
I do too.
And Pink Floyd said they'd never get back together again, and they did, so.
Yeah, but but Pink Floyd can go tour a city and they can make $1 million a night. And
true.
They can do, you know, they can do 7 nights and then they can go home to the house. These people can't make that kind of money doing that.
Yeah.
And again, I didn't ever watch the show.
I've watched it recently on Netflix, like all the way through.
Okay. But Joey, that character, does he want to continue to be stupid? You know?
Right.
Does he want to continue to play the part of Joey?
Yeah, and then if you start changing their characters, then the fans get mad.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
I'm just curious on this Harvard story, how it's all going to play out. It seems like the way it's going right now, Harvard, a private university, can deny service to someone based on their beliefs, but you can't deny service for baking a cake or taking photos based on your beliefs as a private business. I think what the kids have done is irresponsible. It's a horrible and deplorable thing, but I think there's a double standard possibly.
Huh. All right, good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. That's interesting, and it is when you talk about a public private school, their rules are different. What they can do is say it's clear that we are in tremendous demand, and maybe they can say that the people who made the selections, who are employees of the the college, made a mistake in their poor judgment.
Yeah.
And so they rethought that.
Right. I think there was also, you know, warning technically to the students that this Facebook group, not so much monitored, but it was created by Harvard administrators for the students. And I know it was a subgroup of the class of 2021 group. But, you know, there was, I guess that's what the article I read said. There was warning that the students knew this could be monitored by someone.
Well, there. Okay.
So.
Well, you know what? This, you know how they could fix this? Fish camp.
Fish camp.
That's what they need. They need a fish camp.
Yeah.
And that's why A&M's fish camp has been replicated by schools. The whole idea that you're a kid who comes from an environment completely different than what you're moving into. And so what you do is you get in, you meet people, you have commonalities, you create subgroups. And that way you've got a familiar face or several when you get to school the first day.
Yeah.
You know, also another way to prevent this sort of thing is if your brand of humor happens to be increasingly offensive, keep it offline. Come on.
Well, and that's what they said. You know, the internet, everything, there's nothing private on the internet. Once it's out there forever. And this is just a lesson that these kids learned at a very, very big cost.
Yeah.
One of my kids went to a private school in California, and they made them read this particular book before they got there so that there would be something for them to discuss the first day.
Oh.
I mean, literally. So
it's like summer reading.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you've got a little. You've got a little reading assignment, so you need to do that. All right. We probably should have seen this coming. The rompers, you know, for men. Okay, so I'm not sure how sales are going, but this I guess was inevitable. If you happen to miss out somehow on that romper story for men, they're called romp hymns. And the Kickstarter for them raised $360,000. Now we've got the first in what's sure to be a long line of ridiculous men's fashions clothing company in L.A. called Hologram City has just released new lace shorts for men.
I saw
the lace rompers.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw full lace rompers.
Okay.
Actually, well. Mr. Jay Sokol sent them to me and said, these are for Scott. And I just chose not to share because it made me feel
good.
A little awkward.
That's good. Well, and of course, that goes back to Councilman Moore. When he was here and we finished the interview on that Friday, and I said, is there anything else? And he said, I was really surprised that Jay Sokol could find rompers this quickly.
Right.
And so that was a continuation of that. But anyway.
This is seriously something that frat dudes are going to buy for one party just
exactly.
so they can stand around and go, oh, look how stupid my shorts are.
Exactly.
And then never wear them again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how much are they going to? Oh, here we go. They sell for $49 if you're interested in buying them, which you're not. The shorts
which
and the
you're
shirt.
Not. Yeah. We're telling you, you're not.
They each sell for $49, so there you go. What?
They do look like they would offer a good breeze, though. You know?
I'm sure.
Keep your legs nice
the
and
lace?
Cool.
Yeah. What are you wearing under that? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
No. Exactly.
Not enough.
Okay.
No matter what.
So there. That's going. Yeah. And so Bill Mayer, I guess you heard about him, using the N-word last week. He was visiting with a senator, and the senator said, you know, you need to come out to my state, and he made a derogatory, racially insensitive remark on Friday. TMZ reports HBO has no plans to fire him.
Ooh.
He makes money for him.
Yeah, he does.
The news from Air is that HBO is a subscription service, and it doesn't depend on commercial revenue, so they say that there are any advertisers to influence that situation. Okay, fine.
Talk about politically incorrect.
He apologized.
That's his show.
In a related story, Al Franken told the Huffington Post yesterday that he would not be showing up on the show. He's canceling his appearance. However, Ice Cube will be on.
Oh, good.
And former Florida Representative David Jolly and journalist David Gregory scheduled to appear this Friday. So they'll be there.
Okay.
Hollywood Reporter says they're going to make a movie about the Penn State, quote, situation. Mm. Al Pacino will play Joe Paterno in the film.
Huh.
No word yet on who will play Jerry Sandusky.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know who wants to play.
I was going
to
say, what?
I mean, that's because if you're really good at that role, then that's just kind of disturbing.
Yeah. Where are you in your career that's
something you say yes?
Well, you know, actors relish in the opportunity to play, you know, a villainous character.
True.
So.
Okay. Anyway, Barry Levinson, who has directed Robert De Niro in the HBO film about Bernie Madoff, is also attached to direct as in the Paterno show. He's directed Al Pacino before, so we got that. Oh, Bob Dylan finally submitted his Nobel Prize acceptance speech.
Oh, great.
He won the 2016 award for literature, and the New York Times says his formal remarks made it to the Swedish Academy last Sunday. Dylan was not at the award ceremony in December. He said he had stuff to do. But he was told he had 6 months to get this thing done if he wanted to get his $1 million check. Bob got the actual statue on April the 1st, and now his 27-minute lecture that was recorded in Los Angeles is there for all time. Dylan covered a lot of topics. He said, quote, I got to wondering exactly how my songs related to literature, and mentioned three novels that he read in grammar school, Moby Dick, All's Quiet on the Western Front, and The Odyssey. That's all we know. No more than that. So.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah.
I had to read that in 10th grade.
Uh-huh, see? All right. You and Bob got that going.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Ever visit somewhere that was so breathtakingly beautiful that a photo simply could not do it justice?
Yes.
Okay. Fine folks in Bergen. Where was it?
I don't know. Okay.
I experienced
Bryan,
that.
Texas.
Bryan, there you go.
I experienced it in Utopia, Texas. Wow.
Really? Hey. Perfect. Mm-hmm. The fine folks in Bergen, Switzerland wholeheartedly agree, and they briefly banned tourists from snapping pictures of their town. The village erected a sign claiming images of their picturesque landscape would make others unhappy on social media because they themselves were not there for it.
FOMO.
Yeah. Few rule breakers are taking selfies with the sign. And the not-so-tough law, which is kind of a publicity stunt, the mayor issued a special friendly permit for the time being so that you could take your picture if you wanted to.
Yeah, but there definitely have been, like, you know, just nature is like one of those situations
and,
where
and
things
part
are
of it
just
is
too pretty.
The scope is such. The entire venue.
Get everything.
That was the deal in Utopia was, you know, the I took pictures of it. I mean, I was standing on my friend's land and looking around, and I mean, like, these hills, quote unquote, one of them is classified as a mountain because its top peak is, you know, breaks that barrier.
Right.
And just looking around, it's fantastic. Taking pictures, it looks flat almost. It's like, this is not capturing the picturesque beauty that I'm standing in right now.
And that's why it's called Utopia.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so most of us would complain about driving 13 miles on a Sunday morning. Harriet Thompson ran that distance. She did it in 3 hours and 42 minutes. She's 94.
Wow.
She's 94.
Get it, girl.
SI.com reports the Speedy Senior made history as the oldest woman to compete in a half marathon. Also claimed her spot as the oldest person to run a full marathon. She did that in 2015.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I can't do that at 34.
No, heck no.
Did not start running until she was 76.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no kidding.
I would assume, you know, she was like cross-country runner back in high school.
There you go. That's the story. Huh. Day 26.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Apple has unveiled a new iPad Pro with a 10.5-inch screen, its latest attempt to stoke sales of its flagging tablet category. The model puts a larger screen in a body that's nearly as slim and light with a faster processor, a better camera, and more internal storage at $650. President Trump says the nation's air traffic control system needs a modern makeover and wants to privatize the system and separate it from the FAA. Trump says the changes would improve customer service by reducing costs and wait times. Opponents were the new system would be dominated by airline interests. CSX Corporation CEO Hunter Harrison addressed the railroad shareholders and assured them he is able to lead a turnaround despite an undisclosed medical condition that requires supplemental oxygen. Harrison was connected to the device on stage at yesterday's annual shareholder meeting. He told the audience the board is fully apprised of his medical condition and that his doctor has cleared him to work. And that's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
You know, for a long time, David Gardner has been an authorized Rolex dealer, and that's kind of neat for a town this size because in a lot of cases, we have to go to the big city to even buy a Rolex. But now to take it to the next level, which is what David did 10 years ago when he brought Jerry Zerbe in. Jerry Zerbe is a Rolex technician, and it's very rare for cities this size to have that kind of expertise here. Normally, if you need work done on a Rolex, you'd have to take it to Houston or ship it farther away than that. But you don't have to do that right here. Jerry's here and has been at David Gardner's for 10 years. And that's, David thinks that way. That's the way he wants, just the best for his customers. And because of that, because he's been designing jewelry for a long, long time, for the 3 decades plus that he's been in the jewelry business, he's made more and more of those DG David Gardner creations available. So when you go in the store, you'll see a bunch of them to choose from now, because over the years, those have been very popular. And over the years, people have requested them. So you continue to see more and more DG designs right there in the display cases at David Gardner's, along with some other names that you know. But stop in and have a tour of the new look of David Gardner's and what they have for you. And remember, authorized Rolex service as well. David Gardner's 911 University.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look, and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Here's a short lesson from Amazon.com, whose stock is flying high at more than $1,000 per share. But how exactly did a small online bookstore become the world's third largest retailer? Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. On its way to retail dominance, Amazon also launched the failed Amazon Fire Phone, an attempt to take on the iPhone. There was also WebPay, a failed loyalty card business, Amazon Destinations, a short-lived travel business, Amazon Test Drive, where customers tried apps before buying them, and Amazon's AskFill, a failed competitor to Google. To understand Amazon's incredible success, here's a typical response when they closed each of these endeavors. We've learned a lot from this project, and we'll apply what we learned to our other businesses. They did. In the first 3 months of this year, Amazon pulled in $35.7 billion. All the tech news is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Every family, including mine, has that one family member who loves to take a million pictures. They're the family archivist, and they have thousands of photos collected from many generations, and they're all stuffed away in boxes and drawers, impossible to find. Recently, I decided it was time to scan and organize all of my pictures. The Epson Fast Photo Scanner made this a fast and super easy challenge to tackle. It's the fastest photo scanner in the world. It can scan at speeds up to one photo per second. It can handle many size photos, from wallets to panoramic. I was able to restore old photos and with single-step technology, save the sentimental handwritten notes on the back. I was able to save, organize, and even share my family's photos to Facebook and the cloud. If you're the chief memory officer in your family, check out the Epson Fast Photo Scanner. It's going to save you so much time, and you'll never have to search the house and dig through thousands of photos ever again. Preserve what's priceless. Learn more at Epson.com. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It is 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Hearn man is arrested for aggravated kidnapping, burglary, resisting arrest, and public intoxication. It all started last night as a suspicious person called to the 700 block of Highlands near Luther Street. According to the College Station police report, the victim stated she was jogging on Luther when the suspect physically assaulted her and dragged her inside a nearby residence he had burglarized. Inside the residence, the suspect continued to physically and also sexually assault the victim. Eventually, the suspect, identified as 30-year-old Raymond Bailey Jr., became distracted, and the victim was able to free herself and escape. One person is dead after a collision on Highway 6 yesterday near the Briarcrest exit. 78-year-old Lillian Crocker of Bryan was rear-ended by a one-ton Chevy truck. The collision pushed her car into another vehicle. She was transported to the hospital where she died. The southbound lanes of the highway were closed for over 2 hours. Did your property valuation increase this year? The appraisal district's Mark Price on our show says, among other things, they value the land and the improvements on the land.
We'll divide up the county into smaller neighborhoods, maybe not a neighborhood like you think of, but homogeneous type properties. So it could be three of what you might consider a neighborhood to be in that grouping. And we look at the sales that are in the area, and we look to see where our values are based on those sales.
Price says your actual neighbor or someone down the street could be in a different structure. The most common example is ag shacks. But with new structures comes an increase in land value, which Price says could still affect your property valuation. Most people's window to protest has closed, but some people have until June 23rd. You can find more information online at brazoscad.org. The governor has signed one of the bills sought by opponents of the high-speed passenger rail project between Houston and Dallas.
Senate Bill 977, which takes effect September 1st, bans state money from paying for anything related to high-speed rail, including the planning, construction, operation, or maintenance of high-speed rail operated by a private entity. On the governor's desk, but not signed as of yesterday, was Senate Bill 975, According to the group Texans Against High-Speed Rail, that requires private entities to have increased security above and beyond what Texas Central has in its plans. Meantime, Texas Central says work on the bullet train remains at high speed. According to a news release from External Affairs Managing Director Holly Reed, she thanked the authors of both Senate bills and credited the House Speaker, Lieutenant Governor, and Governor for their leadership and support of fiscal conservatism and safety. Reed says Texas Central looks forward to their continued work with federal and state agencies as their safety and security plans move ahead. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As construction continues at the new Sol Ross Elementary, current and former faculty, staff, and students will come together to reminisce on the old days. Principal Christina Brunson will start Thursday's ceremony by welcoming everyone who attends.
And then we have some formal principals as well as a staff member that worked here for 30-plus years and had gone to school here, and a former student who's now in college, that are going to speak and kind of talk about what Ross meant to them and so forth. And we'll have some refreshments and just time for everyone to mingle and reminisce.
Brunson says you're also invited to participate in an online furniture auction, which closes today at 1 p.m. You can find the link online at brianisd.org. WTAW News Time is 8:36 at 72 degrees. Text us your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, 8:37. Good morning. Weather is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here's the weather.
Occasional sunshine will move into the region today. Later this afternoon, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. System that produced the rain earlier in the week, that's moving away from us. Temperatures 85 to 90. Tonight, becoming clear, it'll be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. We'll warm up to close to 90. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70 degrees. And it's sunny Thursday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Father's Day is coming up, and something that Voices for Children's been doing for the last few years is an opportunity for dads and their kiddos to get together and fish. And A.J. Reynolds is here from Voices for Children. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great. A.J., tell us a little bit about the Father Fish event you have coming up.
Sure. Father Fish is on Saturday, June 17th, Father's Day weekend. It's from 8 in the morning till noon. It's an opportunity for fathers and father figures to come out and bring their kiddos and do some fishing at the Cy Miller Pond. We're partnering with College Station Police Department. We've stocked the pond full of fish. It's an opportunity for Voices for Children to engage with the community, encourage fatherhood, father figures, men in the community to engage with children. And we're thankful for our sponsors, Stylecraft, Citizens State Bank, Davis & Davis Attorneys, and Academy. Academy's providing camp chairs for the first 50 participants coming in the morning to show up early. And we're partnering with the College Station Police Department. It's right there at Cy Miller Pond next to the police department.
So what if you want to fish but you don't have any fishing gear?
Mm-hmm. We're providing, we have fishing rods available for anybody who doesn't have one. So mm-hmm. we're happy to hand those out to everybody, as well as bait. We'll be providing water and some fun activities for the kids. If they get bored, we're going to have inflatables out there. We'll have the fire department out with their fire trucks and the police department showing some demos as well.
Now, I think we should probably also say that if you are not really a fisherman, and you do catch a fish, you have people who can even help with that. Right?
Yes, we will help get that fish off that hook for you.
So don't be afraid. If you're not an experienced fisherman, don't be afraid, because it's not going to be any problem as far as that goes. Okay, so if they want some more information, what do they do?
Sure. Feel free to go to our website for Voices for Children. It's www.vfcbrazos.org.
Okay, and kind of explain to people what Voices for Children is.
Sure. Voices for Children is the local CASA program. CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. Voices for Children here in Bryan and College Station, we train volunteers to act as advocates for abused and neglected children in the CPS system.
Okay. And if they want some more information about that, where would they go?
Sure. Again, they can go to our website, mm-hmm. Voices for VFCBrazos, .org.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
There are people out there who enjoy doing their own lawn work, do the mowing, the edging, the sweeping, all of that, and there are folks who would prefer to have somebody else do that. Well, if you're in that second group, then listen up, because, and especially if you're trying to figure out the best way to keep your lawn mowed regularly. And with the rain we've been getting, which is kind of unusual for this time of year, keeping up with that, catching up, and then keeping up could take some time. Well, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. They've been doing that kind of work, hundreds of lawns around the Brazos Valley for a long, long time. They'll be glad to mow and edge and sweep and get all the grass clippings out of there and also trim up the shrubs, remove the leaves, whatever needs to be done, clean out the flower beds, all that stuff. Plus, for a number of years, they have been the go-to people when it comes to this. You guys always come when you're supposed to. That's what people say because, you know, again, as the weather gets to be a situation where your lawn's mowed regularly, where you are taking care of it, it grows faster. The rain we've been getting, the sunshine, I mean, it certainly can be a once-a-week thing. So go ahead and just give them a call at ABC Home and Commercial Services. They'll be glad to take care of it for you. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Okay, so the Texas legislature, we'll hear at 2:30 this afternoon whether they're going into special session. They probably will. In the meantime, the Massachusetts legislature has been busy.
And the bill defines a Native American mascot as a name, symbol, or image that depicts or refers to an American Indian tribe, individual, custom, or tradition that is used by a public school as a mascot, nickname, logo, letterhead, or team name.
They've outlawed them. Can't have them anymore.
Wow. Okay.
Can't have them anymore. So, I guess, and you know, it's interesting because the college, NCAA, went through this, and you know, amazingly enough, the Seminoles still exist at Florida State,
yep,
don't they?
They
but
do.
A whole lot of others, like North Dakota, they lost theirs because, well, people are offended. Well, you know, if you'll consider the Atlanta Braves,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Brave, that says that's a good thing about the Native American culture. But
or the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right.
You know?
But anyhow, in Massachusetts, they don't want to offend anybody, so they
keeping the peace.
Yeah, I suppose that's probably right. Let's find out what's going on at the chamber. Kate's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Great. What you got for us?
Well, tomorrow we're having our annual leadership luncheon, and that's going to be at Pebble Creek Country Club from 11:30 to 1 p.m. And the exciting thing about this luncheon is we'll be announcing that the applications are now open for our next Leadership Brazos class.
Oh, okay.
So, you don't have to be at the luncheon to apply, but if you want to come learn more about the Chamber's leadership programs, that would be a great opportunity. We're also having Ricky Dixon, the president of Bluebell, come talk to us about leadership, maybe some things that are going on at Bluebell that
sure.
we might need to know about. They've had some little bit of excitement over the last couple of years, so mm-hmm. we're excited to to hear what he has to say.
And he's the first one who's not of the Cruzy family, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And rumor has it you might get some bluebell at that luncheon.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, a chance of that. Okay.
And then on Thursday, we have our business after hours. This is our monthly networking event, and we encourage you to come out, hand out your business cards. This month, it's going to be at CC Creations, starting at 5:30. They're celebrating an anniversary, so it's kind of half business after hours, half an anniversary party for them. Next week, we have our 10th annual Community Softball Classic. That's going to be on Thursday, June 15th. It's sponsored by Allen Samuel Chevrolet. And this is an event where we have our firefighters versus our police officers, and they are going to compete against each other and raise some money for the 100 Club. We have ticket packages available if you want to buy a handful of tickets and pass them out to some friends, or you can just buy a $9 ticket. That ticket will get you into the softball game and the Bombers game afterwards.
Okay.
Then also, coming up at the end of June, we have Inside BCS. This is a briefing by community leaders. It's sponsored by HBI Office Solutions. That's going to be on Wednesday, June 28th, from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the George Bush Library. This is an event that kind of is a mini leadership Brazos in just one day. So you can come and learn from various topics such as government, local economy, local development, healthcare, all sorts of industries that help make Bryan College Station run. And we're going to have the top dogs from all these kind of topics come and speak to you. So if you're new to the community and you just want an update, this would be a great kind of mini conference for you to come to. For ribbon cuttings coming up, we have a deluxe next week for Guarantee Bank and Trust. I'm pretty sure they're right downstairs.
They are, as a matter of fact. Yeah,
y'all could come in and celebrate that ribbon cutting with us. That's going to be on Wednesday, June 14th from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Then tomorrow we have a ribbon cutting for the Institute of Modern Barbering. That's Wednesday, June 7th from 4:30 to 5 p.m. Also, we just want to give a little bit of recognition to our Inner Circle Platinum member, which just so happens to be CC Creations this week. So not only are we hosting their business after hours, but we're going to give them a little bit more extra recognition this week. And we just want to thank them for everything they do for us at the Chamber.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Kay. If anyone wants some more information,
you can give us a call at 260-5200 or visit us at bcschamber.org.
All right, there you go. That's our community segment, and it's brought to you this morning by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, and local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200. Okay, so we know about the Massachusetts legislature, okay, and the Native American thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Louisiana legislature. And this is kind of interesting because we had a story a few weeks ago about Bryan PD has put together, what, a video about
What to do if you get stopped.
Exactly.
Just even for just like a, you know, normal traffic stop, like speeding.
Proper procedure. Mm-hmm. Well, Louisiana's kind of taking a page out of that.
Drivers in Louisiana could soon be required to take an etiquette class on what to do when they get pulled over. The Louisiana State Legislature okayed a bill which would add the course requirement for new drivers. State Senator Ryan Gaddy says he came up with the idea after speaking to former NFL player Demetric Evans.
After the shootings in Baton Rouge and the shootings in Dallas last year, he contacted my office and asked me to author a bill that helped educate young drivers on how to act when they got pulled over.
The course would focus on these basic tips. Have proper documentation readily available. Make sure to keep your hands visible. Have your window rolled down and address the officer respectfully. The Pelican State's Office of Motor Vehicles would conduct the course at no additional cost to taxpayers and drivers. Willie James Inman, Fox News.
There you go. All right. That's probably a pretty good idea. All right. So anyhow, in case you didn't hear it earlier this morning, we told you that A&M is going to host the Super Regional, and it's going to be here, at Bluebell Park, and it's going to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday deal. What, 2, 5, and 5, is that right?
Yep.
2 o'clock on Friday and then 5 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, and I'm sure there's ticket information out there at the A&M website if you want to go have a look at that. All right, so these are the best cities for dogs according to Men's Health magazine. Now, why Men's Health would know that, I'm not sure. Many of the cities have lots of dog parks, places where an entire park or part of it is set aside for puppies to run free. The other criteria that Men's Health looked at was the number of pets and pet supply stores, animal shelters, boarding and daycare facilities, vets, and incidents of heartworm. So, here we go. Best cities. Number one is Colorado Springs. Number two is Portland. Number three is Albuquerque. Number four is Tucson. Okay, the first three could probably be cool enough to be out about all the time. Tucson, not so much. Number five is Seattle, just because they're in all these kind of lists. Number six is Denver, because they are too. Mm-hmm. And number seven is Austin, because they are too.
Yeah.
So, if you don't live in any of those places, and we don't, what do you do? Take your dog there and leave them? Here, you'll be better off here.
Yeah.
The three worst cities, Jacksonville, Florida, for some reason, I don't know, Washington, D.C., and Detroit, Michigan. So good cities and bad cities for your dog.
Yeah.
All right, so when Chelsea comes back, we have fashion trends.
Ooh.
Fashion trends, so we can keep up on that. In the meantime, in England, a guy was in the process of breaking into a house when a passing police car spotted him. In his haste, the burglar somehow locked himself inside the house, forcing police to then break a window just to be able to get in to arrest him.
So the guy got in, but the police couldn't.
That's right. So in all the confusion, he dropped the keys on the floor. They were found the next day, turned into police, and that's when the burglar's home and found... They went to the burglar's home, and they found a whole bunch of stuff that he had stolen from the house before.
Yeah.
All right, so here you go, Chelsea. It's fashion tips.
Okay.
Top fashion trends for people who are out there searching on the internet right now. This is from Fashionista.
All right.
Denim skirts.
Yes, they are so back in,
is
and
that
I love
right?
it. Yes.
Wow.
My friend just the other day said she's so thankful she kept all of hers from high school.
Yeah, well, and you know, and it's denim, so yeah. they'll last.
Oh,
they're
forever.
Wearable.
Yep, but they are so in right now.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yep. That makes common sense right there to
there
just hang
go.
On to those things.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaiian shirts.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
One-piece swimsuits with
yeah.
the Baywatch movie,
yep.
you know,
mm-hmm.
Making red, of course, the most popular color,
yeah.
as you can imagine. Gingham prints.
Okay.
That's kind of old-fashioned.
It is.
Is that fair
it
to
is.
Say?
Oh, I would think so, because
yeah.
it's like
know
the,
what those
you know,
are.
Like little checkered.
Yeah.
So it's not plaid, because plaid's more of a,
right,
you know, bigger
colors.
Stripes
yeah,
and
this,
more colors.
This is usually
yep.
one color and
in
white, right?
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Millennium pink.
Millennium pink.
Also known as Tumblr pink. That's distinctive shade that is found on the social media site. I don't know.
I've
been there,
pink.
Don't know what that means.
Okay. Okay. Neither.
All right.
Oh, it looks kind of like blush almost.
All right. Okay.
I was thinking it was going to be like hot pink, but yeah, it's almost like a blush bubble gum.
Fanny packs. Are
yeah, buddy.
Okay. Not just your aunt's fanny packs. We're talking like Gucci and Louis Vuitton.
Ooh, yeah.
So fanny packs are back and denim skirts are back, but denim shorts still not good for guys.
No, no, no.
Nope, no jorts.
Right.
Sorry.
And not cargo pants.
And not rompers.
Yeah, yeah, rompers. Yeah. Straw bags are in.
Okay.
And then embellished slides. What does that mean?
Oh, slides are not flip-flops. Flip-flops go between your toes.
Okay.
So slides are just the big thick strap that
oh,
you just
okay.
slide your
like
foot into.
Slip-ons. Uh-huh. Yeah,
slip-ons,
okay.
right. But I guess now they're embellishing them, which I guess in like the female footwear, their slides are definitely in.
Okay.
Like nice, but like nice looking sandal type slides.
And mm-hmm. then we use the...
Not like the old school Nike slides.
Yeah. Okay. And what is that? What is that? Thing the bedazzler
you bedazzler
can, okay so
now you can put your rhinestones on it
there you go
you get just some plain slides and you bedazzle them and, you
and now
got
you're
it made.
In style
you know
taste
it.
The legendary flavor there's one near you C&J barbecue with fired perfection on every plate tender delicious the best in the state people come from miles around C&J Barbecue is the talk of the town. Good food and fun, C&J is the place. A Texas tradition of great taste. C&J Barbecue.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Or great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale welcomes Dr. Virginia Smith as the newest physician with Genesis OBGYN. Go to GenesisOBGYN.com.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction.
And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Calling down the hall.
This is Mr. Downs.
Hello, Mr. Downs.
Hey, I'm wearing a tie for you guys today.
Yeah?
I got nothing else to do today, but I said, you know, Chelsea's probably in there with leggings and her shoes off. Brad always looks nice.
I have a dress on today.
Yeah.
I have a dress on today with a scarf. I even have an accessory.
Whose closet did you break into?
It's Accessorized Tuesday.
I will say I have been wearing a lot of leggings lately. I'm sorry. I've been working a lot of hours.
That's right. So there. Now she's back to her kind of a regular routine. Now that,
no, she's still working a lot of hours.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why I don't complain. But,
the,
you know,
the biggest adult school in Switzerland now teaching a new language course you can't find on Rosetta. Okay? It's the Migos Club School. They've announced a 3-hour class in Klingon.
Pukka!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I take it that was Klingon for something.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was, oh goodness.
Yeah, it's being taught by a certified linguist, Andre Mueller, who claims to speak over a dozen different tongues, including the fictional Star Trek language.
Who would know?
Yeah.
Well, actually, people would. I bet you that there are people listening right now who have just for the whimsy of it all, who speak far more Klingon than I do. But
yeah. Well, you speak one word. Students in the class signing up in age ranges from 14 to 61. And, of course, so that it can have the full effect, he teaches the class dressed in official Starfleet uniforms.
Okay, this is getting sillier than I thought.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's kind of.
So you've booked your plane ticket to evaluate the class?
Maybe we can just monitor it online.
You know, we could audit the class. Yeah, sure. Let me see if we can if that's out there and available. Okay.
So, it's been weeks since we've talked. What have you guys been doing? You know.
Well, you've been out of town. You've been wandering around. I mean, you know where to find us. We're here all the time.
All the time.
We work even on staff days when other staff was supposed to be here because it wasn't a staff holiday and they weren't here. So I'm just saying.
Already.
Yeah, okay.
But truth be told, we haven't been doing much.
No. But look, you guys have got the 4th of July coming up. I mean, that's like a dream come true, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, exactly.
Because we shut this baby down and lock all the doors
that's
on the 4th of July.
That's right. And Ben and I will again be announcing the baseball game. We're happy to announce.
Even
it.
Though
we
they,
came to terms.
They tried.
We came to terms. And
you guys are going to be great.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what they keep telling us.
It's been great, Chelsea. We're just going to continue to be great.
Development.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know that we can. I don't. You know, last year was pretty good.
It was.
I don't know that we're going to be able to top that.
Well, that's all right. Well,
you better give it your best effort.
You've got the chance.
Buy your ticket. Come out and see it. It'll be
just hope
just
it's not 17 innings.
No. We have a time limit.
It's next Thursday.
Thursday.
It's a week from Thursday.
Okay. Good. Well, be sure and have everyone listening circled on the calendar.
Yep.
All five of you.
Yep.
And. Gosh, it'll be wonderful fun for the entire family.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for the time this morning, Mr. Downs.
Good day.
Yeah.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy, and for everything life throws at you, there's Aggieland Carpet One Flooring Home. Featuring our new H2O flooring, it's waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof.
And right now, save big on carriage stand carpets and rugs.
And save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, take advantage of the special 12 months financing.
Stop worrying and start living.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store.
for details.
About a minute till. Okay, if you're an avid runner, you think compression tights might shave a few seconds off your time, you're wrong. The Ohio State University did research, found that while compression tights greatly reduce muscle vibration, they don't reduce muscle fatigue, which means that they don't help runners go any farther or any faster. Just letting you know.
But so they look so cool.
They really do.
I was going to say you look silly for no reason.
Kanye West. We haven't done a Kanye West story in
how
long has it been?
I don't know, because he's been like locked away in a crazy closet.
That's it. Well, he's going back to school to Calabasas High School sports uniform for a facelift. West's team has already met with school officials to pitch the collaboration with the high school. Fashionista.com says it would include changing the school's colors and renaming the mascot from the Coyotes to the Wolves.
To the Kanyes?
Yeah. Back to our WTAW College Station, Brian.